Welcome to Whodunit, a podcast full of mystery, excitement, and murder. Coming to you from the Anderson Career and Technology Center. We're your hosts, Jonathan Hayden
and Riley Elrod. This episode is the start to our season's mystery. Every episode, a new story. And with every new story, a new piece to the puzzle. Now, who's ready to figure out who done it? I know we are, so let's get started. They say nothing good ever happens at night, but in a city like New York, good ceases to exist. The city that never sleeps, left restless by the weight of the days before, yet refusing to stop and take a moment to itself. Where peace is supposed to roam, chaos ensues. Where silence is supposed to settle, the pleas of the dreamless who once had hope in the impossible flood into the busy streets.
Many of those pleas extend from a tall 41-story building in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, the IBM HQ. A place made to breed new ideas from the imaginations of the most intellectual individuals of the generation. Each floor emptier than the one before, echoing the faint sounds of relentless phones, taps of pencils, and yawns of the overworked employees who have nothing better to do than work late on a Saturday night.
A worker knocks on the door, but Mr. Randell, the CEO of IBM, ignores it and continues on with his phone call.
Trust me, Pete. Put your money on the Giants. Trust your gut. What idiot told you to do that? Your pops. Well, your pops don't know nothing. I mean, who are you going to listen to? The man that raised you, or the man that runs a multi-billion dollar business? That's what I thought. You made the right choice. What?
Daniela starts opening the door.
Did I tell you to come in?
No,
I did not. Now, come in.
Daniela walks in.
What do you want?
Well, Mr. Randell, as you know, Calvin and I just finished making adjustments to the R.L. Watson prototype and...
Do you have the prototype ready or not?
I do.
Well, where is it?
He's on his way. Jack leans over his desk when he sees the doorknob twist. The door opens slowly and a 7-foot-tall metal humanoid stomps into the room. The dull fluorescent lights reflect off the spotless aluminum and into Jack's eyes. His jaw drops, though not enough for Daniela to notice, and he stares in awe at what he refused to be impressed by. Fully functional R.L. Watson, AI at your service.
At your service.
Can it get me coffee?
Well, we actually haven't tried out that feature yet, but...
How am I supposed to do anything with someone who can't do something as simple as getting me coffee?
Well, I mean, I guess we can try.
Watson, go get me a coffee with 2 creams and 2 sugars, and make sure that it is hot.
Yes, Mr. Randall.
Watson stomps out of the room just as heavily as he had entered, and made his way to the coffee machine.
Sir, I have a feeling that Watson is going to be the biggest breakthrough in technological history ever.
We'll just have to wait and see. If he can get my coffee right, then I might just believe you, but that is a big if.
I really think that you're going to be pleasantly Oh, here he comes right now. Watson walks back into the office holding a cup of coffee.
Your coffee, Mr. Randall, with 2 creams and 2 sugars added, and the coffee with a temperature of 130 degrees, or in your words, hot.
Perfect. Now, give it to me, because I need my caffeine to deal with you two.
Watson walks towards Jack. As you can see, Watson is perfectly capable of taking orders and executing them at your request. And now you'll also be able to see Watson's dexterity in action, as he can also hand deliver any item at your request.
Great. Now, go ahead and give me my coffee.
Yes, Mr. Randall.
Watson reaches his hand down to hand Jack the coffee, but lowers it a little too far and spills it all over his lap.
Ah! What did you do, you dumb robot? Your stupid coffee is all over me. It's burning me.
It was just an accident. We just need to make a few modifications.
Modifications? It seems like it needs complete reset, if you ask me.
Sir, it's just a prototype. There's always room for...
I swear, if you say improvement, you're fired. Now get this walking piece of metal scrap out of my office, and it's in your best interest if you get out of my sight as well.
Daniela sighed defeatedly and started to walk out when she heard a faint groan from behind. She turned around and saw Watson holding a pen, dripping from the tip. Her eyes opened wide as she stared in disbelief at the lifeless body of Jack Randall. Watson looked down at the pen in his carbon fiber fingers, almost as if he too was shocked by the evil he found himself capable of.
He dropped the pen and ran out of the office. Daniela rushed over to her boss and pressed her hands against the small hole in the center of his chest. She lifted her hand to readjust its position, only to find that it was covered in blood. Though the presence of blood was obvious to most, her mind was still failing to understand what it had just witnessed. She felt for a pulse, but there was none to be found. She looked at the pen that sat on the desk, no longer able to convince herself that it was ink that had been dripped, for she knew it was the blood of Jack Rendell.
Coffee is literally the only thing keeping me awake right now.
I don't understand how you Americans drink coffee like you do. I've tried it a couple of times, but I think it's quite overrated.
How can you not like coffee, but you can drink tea 24/7?
You don't like tea?
I like sweet tea.
Of course you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Guys, please don't fight. Stay out of this, Leah. I was just trying to...
Indian music starts blasting from the break room, and Zach, Leah, Calvin, and Darcy all walk in there. Here we go again. Oh, hello, my friends. Care to join me in a traditional Indian dance?
Oh, I love traditional dancing.
It's literally midnight. Dancing has no curfew, my friend. Okay, whatever. Can you just turn it down?
Amar gives in and turns the small gray knob down on his radio. The music fades into the background, and the workers, with the exception of Amar, go back to their desks. How much longer are we supposed to sit here and do nothing? Calvin tossed a crumpled piece of paper into the air, tossing it again after he caught it.
Till whenever the boss tells us we can go home. Technically, I'm the second boss, so can't I let us go?
There's no such thing as second boss. Well, actually, COO. It's like vice president of a company. Did I ask you, Miss Mary Poppins? Excuse me, you heard what I said. I swear you people are so full of yourselves. Coming from this egotistical queen herself. Was that supposed to be an insult? It sure wasn't a compliment.
They glare at each other and the room fills with intense silence.
Well, why don't we just get back to work?
Speak for yourself, I'm leaving.
That's like an awful idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Zach stands up and slings his coat over his arm.
If you have a problem with it, you don't have to leave.
Well, I think it's a great idea. My brain's literally seconds away from exploding. That would be the world's smallest explosion.
Look at you setting records.
You all might think I'm an idiot, but I'm not. You should act like one. I'll see you guys later.
Just as Leah and Zach start to walk out of the door, Daniela walks in, confused and terrified.
Jack's dead.
What do you mean he's dead?
Watson, he took a pen and blood was everywhere and he stabbed it in his chest and... Daniela, you need to calm down. Calm down? How am I supposed to be calm right now? He's dead!
We understand that, but we can't do anything until you tell us what happened.
I don't know what happened. I mean, I just... Wait, is that... blood?
Daniela looks down at her hands and everyone looks too. Then she looks back at everyone, failing to hide the disbelief in their faces.
Daniela, what did you do? Hope you enjoyed this episode of Who Done It. This mystery is far from over.
For more hints and clues, email rjwhodunit@gmail.com or check out our Instagram and TikTok accounts.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
And stay tuned to figure out who done it.
If you dare.